This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, we'll find out what good old Jim Scott's been up to since he signed off from Cincinnati's airwaves last year. But first, the Contemporary Arts Center will be presenting what it calls a love gift to the city next month. Starting on February 13th, the CAC is dropping its admission fee for at least the next 3 years, thanks to a gift of $75,000 from the Johnson Foundation, plus $150,000 from a newly formed patron circle for the CAC called the 50. And joining us to discuss the change in admission policy and what impact the CAC hopes opening its galleries to everyone for free will have are Contemporary Arts Center Director Rafaela Plato, Marketing Manager with the Al Nyer Company, Katie Crossan, and Co-Chair of the Grand City Experiment, Procter & Gamble Council, Aftab Purval. And Katie and Aftab are both members of the 50. You can be part of our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Katie, Aftab, and Rafaela, thank you so much for being here today.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Very excited about this.
Absolutely.
Rafaela, tell us why you're doing this. Why is the CAC going free admission?
Well, isn't it wonderful that so many more people from all walks of life can experience contemporary art whenever they want to, for however long they want to? So somebody can come into the CAC, have a coffee, and then visit a work of art for 10 minutes or spend 3 hours, however they please, to be engaged with contemporary art. So it's really exciting for us.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity as a young person, when asked to participate in the 50, to really consider how important cultural centers, cultural institutions, and art generally is to our community. When you look across the country at world-class cities, what they all have in common is not only wonderful technology, wonderful business, but also a commitment to the arts. When we look at smaller cities on the rise like Austin, Texas, it's no coincidence that it's one of the fastest growing cities in the world, and it also has an incredible music and film festival that's held there every year. Cincinnati is on its way to establish itself as that great city on the hill. We have world-class ballet, opera, and orchestra, and now we have a clear public commitment to access to contemporary arts for everyone, no matter your income level. I think that's an incredible gift.
Katie, what are your thoughts on the free admission to CAC?
Well, the reason why I wanted to be a part of the 50 is I have long memories of the CAC. I started going to the CAC on 5th Street when I was in 3rd grade at Sycamore Schools on field trips, and it was a place where I really got to think and feel about things that I maybe hadn't explored as a child. And moving back to Cincinnati for work 11 years ago, I was earlier on in my career and did not have a lot of expendable income, and the CAC had free evenings where I could go and do a fun thing with my friends and experience some culture. And to me, it is so important to provide our entire community and visitors that same experience. So that's why I've signed up to do this, and I'm so inspired by my fellow contributors.
Rafaela, when did you first start working on this idea of free admission at the Contemporary Arts Center?
So we seriously started considering it when we were under renovation for our new re-envisioned lobby space that we, I think, successfully turned into a very vital, vibrant community plaza, so to speak. It's full of art. It has a fantastic coffee shop in it, a great store. And it always has continuously changing art installations in it. And when we were under renovation last January and February, we made Contemporary Arts Center available for free for everybody. And during these 2 months, our attendance almost doubled.
Wow.
And, you know, as somebody who has spent her life in contemporary art, I think you sometimes assume that it is the contemporary in front of the art that is a barrier for people, because it's a little more challenging. It talks about the present moment that we all share, so it deals with issues that are not so easy to look at times. I mean, contemporary art can also be very sensuous, beautiful, you name it. And then I think it gave us maybe the data or additional information that perhaps it is indeed the admission fee that is a barrier, especially for people to just try us out. So with the renovation of the lobby, we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if access to our incredible world-class exhibitions would be free all the time for everybody, not only to bring much broader audiences to us, but also to allow people to come back more frequently. You know, now we have about 200 people average in our lobby in this really beautiful, artful space, and hopefully many, many more will go upstairs and develop new friends with different exhibitions, with different works of art. And you know, like Katie said earlier, having art in your life is so enriching and so transformative. And I'm really delighted that this group of young art advocates who all really deeply care about the city of Cincinnati have made that possible for Contemporary Art Center and for everybody here in the community and all the people who come to visit. So thanks to the Johnson Foundation and the 50 and, of course, our continued supporter, Macy's.
And it's even more important specifically for the CAC to be free admission, because it is the art of the moment or the art of the last 15 minutes. And the CAC is not a museum. It's a gallery. There are no fixed installations. The installations in the gallery is ever changing and ever evolving. So it's important that it's accessible, because it rapidly changes so much that if a patron wants to know what the art of the moment is, they'll be attending repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. So attendance doubled when you did that initial free 2 months. Mm-hmm. What specifically were people saying to you about this?
You know, we did quite a few surveys during that time, and we engaged people in conversations, and there were surprises. People fell in love. People had interesting encounters. But, you know, everybody we talked to was really grateful and inspired to have had the opportunity to look at contemporary art. And isn't it wonderful that now it's available for absolutely everybody?
Yeah, and that's interesting. You're talking about people spending just 10 minutes with art, mm-hmm. you know, maybe ducking in during a lunch break or something like that. That's a pretty big deal, because it makes you feel like you can get your money's worth now.
Exactly. And not that I want to think about it in terms of that, but, you know, sometimes it only takes 10 minutes to change your mind or to embrace a new perspective. And this is what art is all about. Art is all about you know, opening up our minds, embracing other perspectives that we sometimes have never considered before. And it can happen in 10 minutes. And it can happen if you contemplate a work of art for 3 hours. But it should be there all the time for everybody to have access to. And this is what's now happening. So at the same time, we've also looked at our membership benefits. And they have gotten, I think, even more exciting, because with the rollout of free admission, we wanted to make sure that our members, who very often are longtime supporters, it's a very, very loyal group of people, that they get the benefits they deserve in exchange of their membership dollars. So one exciting new benefit is valet parking, which we now have right outside the Contemporary Arts Center, and is a reduced valet parking fee that includes the gratuity for all members available starting the weekend we roll out free admission. So it's very easy to park. Parking is also now not a barrier anymore.
And I take it the whole starting on February 13th is a very intentional thing.
Yes, because as you said earlier, it is a gift of love to the city of Cincinnati. And, you know, of course, we had to celebrate in concert with Valentine's Day. And there are lots of activities planned at the Contemporary Arts Center that day, performances and Valentine surprises and a great brunch menu, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm also really happy that this almost coincides with Arts Wave rolling out their community arts campaign. I think they're kicking it off on Monday, because, as you know, there are so many people in our greater Cincinnati community who support the arts through their employers and make this or support this very, very rich arts landscape that we have here in Cincinnati. And as Aftab said earlier, this really makes a world-class city, and a city that we are all really proud to live in.
So, KD, what kind of impact do you think this is going to have?
Well, the CAC is in a perfect location to really launch this initiative. It's a block away from Fountain Square. It's across the street from the Aronoff. It's near the 21C, many, many restaurants and bars. It really is at the crossroads of so much activity downtown. And as a I am a worker downtown and a resident in Over the Rhine. So I pass the CAC at least once a day. And that, many people are in that same position. And I think that this is so exciting that anybody, any walk of life, whether you are a student or a retiree or, you know, a downtown employee who, you know, like previously said, could come by on your lunch break or maybe a happy hour. This is such an opportunity to invite so many people in and experience everything that Cincinnati has to offer just right there at the epicenter of what's happening.
Aftab, what do you think the impact's going to be of this?
It's going to be profound. It really is. I think it'll have widespread ripple effects because just from my own personal experience, and I work at Procter & Gamble, and oftentimes we do a great job of recruiting talent, specifically young, diverse talent to our city, but sometimes it can be hard to retain that talent. And P&G focuses and experiences on that challenge a lot. Having the CAC be accessible to all, and really just the public pronouncement that we are committed to this kind of art and developing this kind of art in our community, I think says a lot about the city and the region that we are. And I think that speaks a lot to people who are either thinking about moving here or have moved here and are going to stay. And I really do think that has a profound economic impact today and into the future for our region.
Rafaela, we're talking about this being for at least the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. Might it go longer?
Yeah, absolutely. We hope so. So this is an initial 3 years, and then we will either continue.
Get that checkbook out.
Exactly. Get that checkbook out. The 50. This group might decide that they want to support something else at the Contemporary Arts Center, and then we will look for funding elsewhere. But we are really hoping that this is a long-term commitment.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Cincinnati's Contemporary Arts Center is dropping its admission fee starting the day before Valentine's Day. And joining us this afternoon, Contemporary Arts Center Director Rafaela Plato, Marketing Manager with the Al Nyer Company, Katie Crossan, and Co-Chair of the Grand City Experiment, Procter & Gamble Council, Aftab Purval. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Rafaela, tell us again how all this was possible funding-wise. How did this work out?
So the Johnson Foundation stepped up with a lead gift of $75,000 over 3 years, so $25,000 every year. And then the 50 is literally a group of 50 individuals, and they all pledged $3,000 over 3 years. So it's $1,000 annually. And our admission income revenue in the past was always between $68,000 and $75,000. So the gift will literally cover our admission cost and nothing else.
Tell me some more about the 50. Who makes up this group?
So it's a very diverse group of individuals of different walks of life, teachers, professors, lawyers, arts administrators, you name it, different ethnic backgrounds, and they're all between 25 and 45. So they're millennials, and I forget what the title is of the generation after that I'm part of.
Oh, I have no idea.
I've just blanked that.
Gen X?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear Katie saying that. I think that's right. So... go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, maybe Aftab and Katie can also share some observations of this group. I'm really excited because, I mean, what I personally love about everybody who is part of the 50 is that they all have incredible careers. I would love to get to know every single one of them in depth. They're all really interesting, very thoughtful people who care a lot about Cincinnati and have made incredible things happen. And that's very inspiring to us as an institution to be connected with this group.
Katie, why don't you go ahead and give us your perspectives on the 50?
Well, actually, a colleague of mine today had read about it in one of the local publications and initially thought that this was, you know, the patriarchs and matriarchs of Cincinnati who had come forward to do this. And then when he saw the list and saw my name on it, he said, gosh, it really is regular people. And that is exactly what it is. It is a group of Gen Xers and millennials, as Rafaela said, but people who are working hard and really really carrying the mantle of, you know, being the next generation to help guide Cincinnati. And, you know, we're just regular folks who work hard, but who have made a commitment and a sacrifice so that everybody else can enjoy something that we love.
Yeah, and the truth is, a lot of the patrons of our world-class art, of our opera, of our ballet, and of our symphony orchestra, they're getting older, right? I think the patrons that really fund those art institutions are getting older. So it's really important for the 50 to lead the way in inspiring a younger generation of art advocates to prioritize these kinds of efforts to really ensure that we maintain the level of commitment to our arts today and into the future.
So how does Cincinnati do in terms of support from younger people for the arts?
I think it does incredibly well. Arts Wave obviously is a citywide, region-wide effort to support the arts, and a lot of young professionals are leading the way with that organization. And then just when you back up and look generally at Cincinnati and the region, whether it's on city council or in other elected positions, there are young professionals and younger generations of leaders leading the way and prioritizing this kind of commitment to the arts. So I think Cincinnati is in a great position to continue doing that, but it takes meaningful and specific efforts like this to continue that trend.
And I'm very excited because Contemporary Arts Center is one of the few institutions who actually have a lot of younger visitors come to us. We are a young, interesting, vibrant institution, but to have this group come forward and make something as profound happen as free admission for everybody who lives, works in Cincinnati, and for all the people who travel to Cincinnati is really special and very, very meaningful.
So what went into forming this group, Rafael? I mean, how did this all come together?
You know, more or less personal conversations and invitations. Like, it wasn't an open call. And I don't want to say that this is an exclusive group, but it started with Amy Goodwin and her husband, Jody Butt. Amy Goodwin is the head of the Johnson Foundation, and she is right in that age group. And she and I sort of came up with this idea of the 50. And she was certainly leading the way. And so I talked to some of my friends, and she talked to some of her friends, and then our friends talked to other friends, and this is how it happened. So
I was invited to a
word
drink
of mouth
to talk about it, and it turned out to be a $1,000 drink. So
right.
that's how I got involved.
What about you, Katie? How did you get involved?
Well, the same thing. You know, I think that we all have deep connections with many of the people in this group. And Barbara Hauser, who is another member of the 50, is a dear friend of mine, my running partner and confidant, and asked me to join. And it really wasn't a hard sell. And then Kate Farinacci with the CAC kind of came in with the clothes. And I was already sold on it because I love the CAC, and I want other people to fall in love with it too.
And it was an easy decision to say yes.
Tough for you, right?
No, of course not. It was so easy. Not only because what we've talked about for the past 20 minutes, how important these cultural and arts institutions are to our city and our community, but also because when you're asked to provide and to contribute dollars to philanthropic efforts throughout the city, oftentimes you're not sure where your dollars are going to. Here it was very clear. Mm-hmm. If you give us this money, we will make admission free for the next 3 years. And because the ask was so direct and the result was so direct, it was just very easy to say yes.
What are some of the other projects? So it's subsidizing free admission now. Are there other thoughts about what the group might do in the future?
I think not quite yet, but we have 3 years to think about it.
That's right.
So 50 now, Rafaela, does it at some point in the future, does it go from being the 50 to being the 100 or any?
You know, we don't really have future goals in mind for this group other than staying connected with Contemporary Arts Center, help us shape who we are and make some major initiatives happen. But we're not thinking about growth of this group quite yet because we are just getting to know each other, and that's really exciting. So we are all excited to get to know each other, and that's 50 new friends that we are all able to embrace. And then we'll see if there are another 50 that we want to come on board. We'll see.
I don't want to. We'll certainly take their money, right? I don't want to speak for the CAC, but I've received several emails from friends saying, I want to be a part of this. I want to jump on that list. So there is demand out there, CAC, if you want to do something else like this.
Well, AFTAB, Katie and Rafaela, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thank you so
Always
much.
Always a pleasure.
Sure thing.
Contemporary Arts Center Director Rafaela Plato, Marketing Manager with the Al Nayer Company, Katie Crossan, and Co-Chair of the Grand City Experiment, Procter & Gamble Council, Aftab Purval.